The end of the week means we have a bit of analysis of LA stories and politics. Welcome to the Mixer. If someone points a finger at you, well, go ahead and retire. Eric Garcetti is fighting with his taxi czar. And today, by the way, he parks his office outside. Gene Mattis reports for LA Weekly. Seema Mehta reports for the Los Angeles Times. Hey to you both.
Hello.
Happy Friday. A new report, Seema, finds that none of the top managers over at the LA County Sheriff's Department will be fired. They won't even be demoted for a supposed culture of violence inside county jails. Now, the LA Daily News did this story about it this week. The two top objects of consternation there in this blue ribbon report, Lee Baca and Paul Tanaka, are seeking the sheriff's job. Baca's trying to get reelected. Tanaka retired a month ago and wants Baca's job. Apparently, you know, when people point fingers at you, nothing bad is going to happen to you.
Well, Tanaka, as well as three other top managers, retired, you know, full pension, full benefits, and now he's running for his old boss's job. I mean, there's been so much attention on the Sheriff's Department this week. We now know that the Department of Justice, the FBI, are definitely looking into the abuse that's alleged to have occurred at the jails, looking at civil rights violations, looking at the way the mentally ill are treated. The Board of Supervisors, they decided like over a year ago to create an inspector general to really try to figure out what is going on in this department, but they sort of never did anything. Like, nobody's been hired in nearly a year. So on Tuesday, they voted to create this committee to finally, you know, vet some candidates, clearly spurred on by these investigations. Mark Ridley Thomas and Gloria Molina also tried to create an independent citizens commission to oversee it, but they just didn't have the votes. The other three board members just thought that this would be another place where, you know, people would put out reports and talk, but they wouldn't really have any effect.
The two LAs, the city and the county, are squabbling about this proposed ballot measure that would create a city health department. Why does there need to be a city health department, Seema?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I mean, county officials and city officials largely agree that there is no need for this. Currently, residents of the city of Los Angeles, they use the county health department for immunizations, for restaurant inspections, for all the things that they do. The county argues that the more people you can serve, you know, the easier it is, the cheaper it is to do it, and that the city will actually suffer if it tries to make its own health department. The city believes this is going to cost them like an unbelievable amount of money. Obviously, they're not in the greatest financial straits, so neither city nor county really want it, but the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, which provides services for people who have HIV and AIDS in Los Angeles County, they're the one that gathered signatures to put this measure on the ballot. And it's going to be on the ballot in June, but both the city earlier and the county this week have decided to go to court to try to block it. But they're being very, very coy about what their legal argument will be.
Coy? I mean, what does that mean?
They're not saying. I mean, they're saying you'll find out when we file it. But the county officials are saying that this is just, you know, pure retaliation by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation because the county gives them federal funds, you know, to provide these services. They've audited them. They've said they're like overspending. They've, you know, demanded they return well over $1 million. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation is arguing that the county sort of has it in for them and that, you know, they're this huge bureaucracy that is not properly serving, you know, the residents of Los Angeles and that the people have the right to vote.
I think Mayor Garcetti could need a health department, given the fight that he's having with his taxi czar, Gene Mattis. What's going on with Garcetti? And I didn't even know there was a taxi czar, to be honest with you. So
there's a taxi czar. He's been there for 20-something years, enforcing the city's taxi regulations. And he, 6 months or a year ago, started to notice, hey, there's this new thing called Uber and Lyft, and they're coming in. And
these are the smartphone apps, right?
They're offering essentially taxi services.
Like the Pink Mustache.
The Pink Mustache folks. And so he got, you know, a lot of complaints about this from the established, entrenched taxi companies. And he said, okay, well, these guys are obviously operating outside our regulations. I'll shut them down. And he sent him a cease and desist notice. And then a week later, Eric Garcetti is sworn in. And basically, Eric Garcetti wants to be the smartphone mayor or whatever. And he says, no, I love Uber. I think Lyft is great. We've got a new direction here, and we're going to, you know, embrace this stuff. And so now you've got this fight between these two differing ideologies here. Basically, the argument from the taxi czar is that taxi services is a public utility. It needs to be regulated like a public utility. You need to ensure that disabled people and poor people can get taxi services just like everybody else. And then there's this argument that comes sort of out of Silicon Valley about the sharing economy, and we're unleashing the potential of people to, you know, help each other out by advertising their services on smartphone platforms. And Garcetti is very much in that camp. And so it's not entirely clear what the city's policy actually is at the moment, as these two folks go to battle over this, but at the state level, they just this week basically endorsed or legitimized ride-sharing through the PUC.
Let's talk about some of these regulations, and we're talking about criminal background checks, right, and checking the driver records. And
right, and insurance, like making sure they have appropriate insurance is a big sticking point, and I think the state has sort of said, well, we think the insurance industry will catch up with this exciting new phenomenon. And it's like, well, that's reassuring when I take an Uber ride.
We sort of saw an example of that this week at LAX when the LAX police did the sort of annual inspection of the cabs that were coming through to make sure, you know, they were properly maintained, that they had insurance, they were registered, and they cited, you know, some drivers and impounded some vehicles.
Of taxi cabs?
Taxi cabs, yeah.
Well, speaking of Mayor Garcetti, he apparently kicked it to the curb. And that's and that's tonight's Mixer Elixir. Gene Mattis, apparently the mayor's found a new way to have an open office, and that is in a parking space.
Yeah, so Mayor Garcetti not only embracing smartphone apps, but also it seems like he's running for mayor of Portlandia now. He's like, you know, like there's this like pop-up park concept where people like, I'm going to appropriate a parking space and just turn it into a park today, you know, that kind of thing.
This is a parallel parking space, right?
Right. Yeah. And so he sort of took that concept and said, okay, I'm going to turn this into the mayor's office today, and I'm going to put down sod and an IKEA desk. And
sod?
Yeah, I think it was like...
what is it? Or AstroTurf?
AstroTurf or like, you know, like a putting green kind of thing.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know, three flags up behind the parking meter.
Are you serious? Behind the desk?
Just keep feeding the meter. And then have people come in and give them your complaints about trees that aren't being trimmed or something.
Oh, so, well, I mean, what people complain about, right, in a city.
Yeah, and he's done this other thing. He's got the help desk that at City Hall that basically does the same kind of constituent complaint type stuff. You know, and I have heard a growing number of complaints from people who are used to dealing with City Hall of why is he doing this instead of like actually working on policy? And why is he doing this instead of meeting with, you know, influential stakeholders like the Chamber of Commerce and stuff like that? And so it's a little bit risky, I think, you know, like it's certainly a creative idea on the one hand and certainly gets attention. It's also somewhat mockable. And, you know, if sentiment turns, you know, people could start to say, hey, you know, this was going on and where were you? You were, you know, doing office hours in a parking space, you know.
Yeah, I mean, is he up, Seema, for that kind of criticism, do you think?
I don't think he's up for it yet, but I do think that's a very valid point. I mean, it's comparable to Siragusa when he was, you know, doing all that stuff on the national stage. When people weren't happy with him, they're like, oh, look, you were doing that instead of doing your job.
Yeah, you were in Charlotte, North Carolina, right, exactly. Trying to put together a convention. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, like bungling a vote on Israel. But, I mean, Garcetti could be sort of in for, you know, the same thing here. If people aren't happy with him and, you know, feel like he's not really digging into the substantive issues that he said he would work on when he ran for mayor.
All right, to be continued. Great conversation, you guys. We appreciate it. Gene Mattis from LA Weekly, Seema Mehta from the Los Angeles Times. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.